Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that weekends are real days, too. Even if you only do something on weekends, that means you are doing it regularly. When it comes to life, Tuesday is not more important than Saturday. And knowing that opens up all sorts of possibilities. I have studied time and the time narratives we tell ourselves for a great many years. One of the most common narratives I encounter is that if you have a full-time job, you probably don't have much time for other things, such as seeing your family. People throw around statements like that, like, oh, if you work full-time, you will never see your kids. And maybe on the surface, it seems to make sense. After all, doesn't full-time mean the full amount of your time? But there are 168 hours in a week. If you work 40 hours a week, so a standard full-time job, and sleep 8 hours a night, which is 56 hours per week, that leaves 72 hours for other things. To be sure, there is commuting and chores and showering, but presumably you see your family for fairly large chunks of this 72 hours too. Even if it's only for part of the 72 hours, it is a long way from nothing. When I first made this argument many years ago, someone countered with this statement. Well, maybe, but a lot of that time occurs on the weekend. I puzzled through this critique for a while. Was the implication that weekend hours aren't real hours? That if you want credit for spending time with your family, the only hours that count are 10 o'clock on Tuesday? I don't know. But I do know that many people are walking around with these types of assumptions. If you do something on the weekend, well, that's just the weekend. It's Monday to Friday that matter. This narrative plays out in all sorts of funny ways. Someone who goes to the gym Monday, Wednesday, and Friday might talk about their regular exercise routine and share how they make time for it. Someone who goes to the gym on Saturday and Sunday is a weekend warrior, only doing it on the weekend. But that is only one fewer times per week than the other person. If our weekend warrior managed to exercise at some point on Friday, they would be doing it just as many times as our regular gym goer. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are real days. What you do on these days counts as much toward your life as whatever you do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. One of the rules I talk about in Tranquility by Tuesday, my most recent time management book, is that 3 times a week is a habit. Whatever we do 3 times a week is happening frequently in our lives. Enough so to be part of our identities. 3 is often more doable than every single day, which most people don't do in any case. People talk about doing something every day, but what they often mean is Monday to Friday. And that is not every day. It is only 5 days a week. We are skipping 2 real days. What all this means is that if there is something you want to have fit into your life, and you seem to come up short during the work week, simply aim to do it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Many times, people have at least somewhat more discretionary time on these days. Perhaps there is some benefit to spacing things out, but there is even more benefit to just doing things whenever it works. If that happens to be on the weekends, well, so be it. I was thinking of this during the past week when I got to Thursday and I realized I hadn't managed to run at all. I could have lamented this, that my busy schedule left me no time to run. But instead, I decided to run when I could do it, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And just like that, I had run 3 times a week. I still felt like a runner. It didn't happen every day, and it didn't happen Monday to Thursday, but it didn't have to. So many other things can benefit from this same mindset. Even if you can't have family meals Monday through Thursday, maybe you can have pizza together on Friday, a Saturday pancake breakfast, and hamburgers together on Sunday. And just like that, you are a family that eats together. Maybe you often travel during the week, but you could be the person putting your kids to bed and reading them bedtime stories Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And just like that, you are a person who does this regularly, even with all you have going on. Weekends are real days too. And when we see that, it opens up possibilities, even in very full lives. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life, transform the world.